you mentioned it a little bit, but people often associate comedians, especially stand-up comedians, which you do a lot of, almost instantaneously with dirty jokes and, you know, kind of shocking people to get a laugh. But that's not the path you've taken. Can you explain why that is?
Well, it's mostly, Ryan, due to being a Christian, because I think there's a conduct of behavior that God expects of you, and of course you never follow that perfectly as a Christian, but yeah. It's better not to take an audience into places where you're making them laugh and kind of celebrate sin. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think it's okay to talk about sensitive issues and talk about things that are tough, but when you're laughing at sinful situations, I don't want to encourage people to kind of be rebelling against God, and I think that's what a lot of comedy does. I will say though that if I wasn't a Christian, dirty comedy would be a very easy place to go. And I know a lot of comedians, and they do what we call blue humor, and the reason they do it is because, especially like sexual innuendo, sexual comedy, that sort of stuff, four-letter words, it brings out a very emotional response in people. I mean, instantly. It's a very powerful thing. So they're not doing it so much because they want to be naughty or whatever, although I'm sure some of them do. It's because it brings out that emotional response that they want in the audience. They're talking about something emotional and painful at the same time using that material. So when they're in the clubs and in the open mic system where you learn how to do your comedy, where you're doing open mics, that's the thing that gets the audience to laugh right away. And it works. So they do it again, and they build more material based on that premise, and their act grows from that center. And then eventually you've got a whole act of blue material, and then they come up to me and they say, hey, I respect what you do, but I could never do clean comedy. Well, yeah, they could if they started that way, but they started in this blue place because it worked. I didn't have that opportunity, or I should say, I didn't have that option being a Christian. So I needed to start talking about things that were emotional, visceral, that weren't celebrating sin. So I talked about, you know, stuff that was painful, stuff that people go through on a day-to-day basis, and built my act from there. So that's how I started it, and that's how it goes. Yeah.